Kum len la black gemara, it's my choy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim, Nissen, it's a Kodesh Nissen now, we're in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the plan is we will finish Pesachim before Pesach. So, says the gemara, we're learning different things about omens, good omens, bad omens, and about shadim, demons, and sorcerers, and so on. So we're up to the gemara here. Where is the gemara? I'll tell you exactly where we are. Oh, five lines from the top of the page. The first little line is Tana. Six lines. Tana we learnt. And you might have heard about this one. Oichlin u'mashkin tachas amit, if you have food and drink underneath a bed. Afilu mechufin b'kli barzel, even if it's surrounded by metal. Ruach ra shoyde aleihem. There is an evil spirit that is resting on them. And you're not allowed to eat it. And it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah there brings down Shulchan Aruch, and I'll put things under your bed. One of the reasons given by Mefarshim is when a person sleeps, a 60th of death. And it's like so the food became tummy from a dead person. That's why. So therefore they want to say it's only forbidden if somebody was sleeping at the time. If nobody was sleeping there, then it's all right. Others say that this is only lechatchila, but b'di'evid you're allowed to eat. Others say that even b'di'evid you're not allowed to eat the food. The whole controversy, if I put your food under a bed, does it become tamei or not? And it says in Nachrein, we talk about if kids hide the afikamen under a bed, are you allowed to eat the afikamen? But I saw recently one of the Sfarim, I can't remember who it is, says that since it's Leil Shemurim, and the Eibishter protects us, and the reason why you're not allowed is it's because of mazikin, so therefore, there's no mazikin, there's no shadim, there's nothing. Because of Shruach Ra from shadim, and there's no shadim, because the Eibishter is guarding over us. The Rambam, when he writes this halacha, he changes it from Ruach Ra, which is, you know, shadim and all that, and he says, maybe a piece of a nail or something fell inside the food and it's dark, and you won't see it, and it'll come to a sakana. So that's how the Rambam takes everything and turns it into a very practical way. We learned, you shouldn't drink water, you shouldn't drink water not on Tuesday nights and not Friday nights, because that's when they are around this Ruach Ra. And again, because these are the only nights that there aren't people in the streets. There's nobody in the street Monday night, Tuesday night, because Monday night they're all going into town, coming back from the cities, and Monday morning, early morning, they go to the cities for Kriyas HaTorah or for Bata Dinin, depending which Rishonim. Same thing on Thursday. And so therefore, it's only Tuesday night when there's nobody there, and same thing Friday night. Matzoi Shabbos, people go to shul for Mincha Maya, they hear droshes, they come back home very late. So there's no mazik. Only Tuesday night and Friday night. V'im shasa, and that's what Rashi says in Chumash B'Kaisev, and Asati Gishmeichem B'Ita means I'll make it rain on the right time. It's Tuesday night and Friday night because nobody's in the streets. Ay Shalom Zocher. I guess nobody went to Shalom Zocher in those days. Yim shos, if you did drink, domoy beroshei. Your blood is in your own hands, on your head, and they sakana, because you should know there's a sakana. My sakana, ruach ro, a bad ruach. Yim tzachi, and if you are thirsty, my tekante, if you're thirsty, what is a takana? You should say, you want to drink the water, but it's Tuesday night. If somebody can mute themselves, please. If somebody wants to drink, what's the takana? Shiva kailas. You say the seven koilas to do with water. Shama davar alamayim. My davar said in the water. But hada nishan any drank. Shemar it says, koil Hashem alamayim. Keil hakovad irim. So here we have to do with the water, and we have a whole bunch of them. if somebody could please mute themselves, there's some background noise there. Anyway, koil Hashem alamayim. Kela covered Hidim Hashem on my Ram Kosham Koya Kosham Bahadur Kosham Shaber Rosim Shabashem Azi Halvon and Koyla Shem Khazla says Kosham Yachmidbur Yachashemid by Kodi Kosham Khala Yod we are Holo Kulim covered. So therefore, by saying these seven Koylas, you are able to drink the water. The Loi, let's say you can't say that, you didn't say that. For example, you don't have a siddur and you don't know by heart. Name a Hochi, say the following chant. Lul shofon anigran anidifin. And then you say, whatever that means, then you say, Ben koichve yasivna, I am sitting between the stars. And you say, Ben beliyish meina azilna. If somebody really can please mute themselves, there's a lot of background noise there. And Ben beliyish meina azilna. But I am going, I sit between.
Sorry, Mo, it might be coming from your end.
The, My end is zero. There's nobody here.
No, Moise. I'm just running.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bein bli yishmeina azilna. I am hanging around between heavy people and thin people. And if you want to attack somebody else, leave me alone. Vi loy, let's say you don't know how to say that either. Yik inish bahadi, if somebody else with you in the tali, wake him up, lamely say to him, Planye ba palnisa, talk about yourself in third person, tsechinem mai, I'm very thirsty for water, and come with me. Bahadnish, then go drink. Vi loy, and if not, mikarkesh nichtem al chaspa, bang with a lid on top of the barrel, bahadnish, then drink, that frightens away these shading. Vi loy, if not, nishba ba midi, throw something in the water, bahadnish, and then you can drink it. So that's how you get over this thing here, and so on. Tora, what we learned. A person should not drink water, not from the rivers, not from the ponds, but lila at night. If you did drink, your blood is on your head, it's dangerous. My sakana, the sakana is sakana shavridi, you could become blind. And if you eat sakhi, if you're thirsty, what should you do? But you have to drink, you're thirsty. So he says, either somebody else with you then. In Lemele, you tell him again in third person, Planya bar panasa, tzachin is thirsty for water. Maya. V'loi, if nobody else there, then name it Ilan Nafshe, say to yourself, Planya omre, Planya. You say, this person, omre li'imi. My mother told me, Yizdoi, you should be very careful, mishavridi, and then you start reducing the letters. Shavridi, biridi, didi, yaridi. You're saying to this, with the malach of blindness, that you're going to get less and less and less, and then
tzachin. Like, nah.
Yeah, well, it's all the way around. You're getting less and less. And
sorry, I couldn't resist that.
Fair enough. Okay. And Tzachina Maya, I am thirsty for water, Bekisei Chibra. And drink the water in white, literally means white earthenware or fresh, brand new earthenware. Machleik is not raining, whether you have to worry about all these things or not. Interesting, if you go now to Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, which he wrote Hilcha Shmiras Haguf, in Chelek HaChoshen Mishpat, a number of the things in this Gemara here, he brings halacha l'maisa. And because that's really the only Shulchan Aruch we have after the Shulchan Aruch, that's when everybody quotes. Quite a few of the things that we learned and we're going to learn, Al-Tareb actually brings down. And he says a fascinating thing, which I'll tell you about at the end of the Gemara, which actually is the end of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that even a poor person, don't give him less than four cups, and a filum in a tamchum. So the Rashbam learns, big machlekes in poskimir, the Rashbam learns as follows. La yivchusu loy ma'arba kaisis, the Rashbam learns, it means you should not, that the person who's in charge of the tzedakah should not give this poor person less than four cups. So what does it mean a filum in a tamchum? Now, a filum in a tamchum means that if this poor person is so poor, he's so destitute that he has to be on the breadline and he has to get, you know, meals, even just two meals, he has nothing. That, and nobody wants to give him money for arba kaisis, he should sell that food and use the money to buy arba kaisis. That's how the Rashbam learns pshat. Rabbeinu Yechiel brought down in the Mordechai completely argues, he says, I don't understand. Mali osher mali oni. What's the difference if you're a rich man or you're a poor man? You have a mitzvah of arba kaisis. Of course, you have to buy arba kaisis. What's that filu oni in the Mishnah? Even a poor man has to make sure he has four kaisis. If we're talking about the poor person, if we're talking about the guy who's giving tzedakah, if you're giving food, why shouldn't you give also the mitzvahs? What's the chiddush here? So bottom line is talking about the poor man, that the poor man himself has to make sure. That filu la'yivchus olay ma'ba'am is talking about the poor man. And what this goes all about is, there's a Yerushalmi in Peya, in the first Perek in Peya, towards the end of the first halacha there. The Yerushalmi says, Kaved as Hashem mehaynecha. You should honor Hashem from your fortune. Says the Yerushalmi, if you have property, if you have land or a crop, you give payah. If you don't have, you don't have a mitzvah. Truma, the same thing. Maisa, the same thing. The same thing is with sukkah, lulav, shayfer, and tefillin. If you don't have money, you have mechuyav. Kaved Hashem mehaynecha. You can only be kaved Hashem if you have the assets. If you don't, you're potter. So there's a machlekes nachrein. What do you mean, yipater? Yipater is the pshat. You have a mitzvah, but you can't do it, so we can't hold you responsible. Or is the pshat, if you can't afford it, you don't have a mitzvah at all. Because the pasuk said, "Kabbat Hashem ha'inecha." You only have mitzvahs when you can do it. If you can't, you can't. And the nafkamin is there an inyan to give tzedakah to somebody to buy a pair of tefillin? Because if he has no mitzvah tefillin, then why buy a pair of tefillin? What tzedakah is there? He doesn't have the mitzvah because he can't afford it. Actually, in Simcha Chafei and Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, they talk about if a guy can't afford it, whether if he cannot afford tefillin and tzitzis, what he should do, which one he should get. And anyway, in Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins, and that's all about Hichas Lulav. When it comes to mitzvahs, I say in total, you don't have to spend more than 20% of your assets on mitzvahs, whether it's one mitzvah or the total of all the mitzvahs. Where do you get 20%? Because by tzedakah, we say the maximum of 20%. And after that, you can't afford it, you're potter. That's what this says in Ramah. And it's a big machlekes, what I'm talking about right now. If a guy cannot afford a lulav and esek, does he have the mitzvah lulav and esek or not? Is he mechuyev? Could we say over here that we're going to, you know, sell your shirt off your back to get arba kaisis? But here's an exception because of pesum nisa. What about all other mitzvahs in the Torah? What happens then? Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah there has a fascinating pshat and how to learn the Yerushalmi different than what I told you, which is a very, very interesting pshat. And the first thing I want to say is, it's talking about that only if you're paying more than the value of the thing itself, then there's a limit how much to pay. But if that's where the value is, if tefillin, that's what it costs, then you mechuyev to spend all the money you have to do a mitzvah. Why not? It's only, let's say, tefillin should cost 500 and they charge you 800 and you cannot afford that extra 300, then you're potter. But that's one pshat that Mishnah Berurah himself has. And then he has another pshat in Shami, which you won't go into. We can all look it up. Tav Reish Nun Vav, long, long Mishnah Berurah there. Okay, let's continue. Unfortunately, we don't have any outside of Shulchan Aruch on that simon. Then the Gemara continues. It's obvious. So it's not so clear what exactly Gemara's question is obvious. Obvious is that the poor man has to do all his mitzvahs. Or obvious that the person in charge of the soup kitchen or the charge of the tzedakah has to give him money to do his mitzvahs. Loi no. Nitzchon needed el afila b'kiva kiva. Domri says, I say Shabbat ha'chol v'zal abriyas. A person should rather keep Shabbos in an ordinary way and not have to come on to the help of other people. So you would think that as far as the person is concerned, and this is the basis to say that he's potter from all the mitzvahs, says right here, Shabbos you don't have to do, even though, you know, he's a mitzvah only Shabbos, and so therefore he's potter from all other mitzvahs. Other people say Shabbos is unique because the whole idea is oinig, and your geshmak is not to go ask people for help. Anyway, taste the ass. It says clearly that when it comes to Shabbos meals, whatever you spend on Shabbos is not part of the calculation. It doesn't come off your whatever Hashem predestined that you will learn. So what's going on over here? Why is that even an issue? And actually, taste the ass in the Gimel Menachos on the next page. And basically, the answer, and more than that, the Gemara Bei, it says, "Love who alive I need put here, borrow on my behalf, and I'll take care of it." So Taisa says that's only if you have where to borrow. But if you don't have where to borrow, you need help tzedakah. Is I say Shabbat Chachav Altis Talu Chabrius. The Aruch Hashulchan says it's only talking about people who are in business or the Eibush that can make that this week you'll make more money. But if you're on a salary, how can they, you know? Then you should have no right to go borrow because how are you going to pay it back? Others say, what are you talking about? You don't believe the Eibush has many harba drachim lamakim? He'll figure out other ways of how to give you money. And let's continue. Talmid Rabbi Yehoshua said, Afa Pisham Rakiv Asher Shabbat Chachav Altis Talu Chabrius. He said you should keep Shabbos ordinary. Don't come and ask people for help. I will only do double move with the basis. Still have to do something to cover Shabbos cooking or something. My knee, for example, I'm going to pop a kosher hashra. This is that little piece of the fish that you fry in oil, in its own oil, its own you know fats that come gray that comes out, and a little bit of flour. As kanama, you should be strong like a leopard. In other words, you do things quickly, go beyond your normal means. The kal kanesh light like an eagle, rotz katri run like a deer. The giba kari strong like a lion. Last is avichas shabbos shemayim. So you have to go beyond what you can really afford. Do something small. So I learned shiva dvar and zira kiva every shuv benoy. Seven things every kiva told every shuv's son. Machlek is Rashi and Taisa's in. Rashi and Rashbam are very hard to understand, but they believe that who is this Rabbi Shua? This is known as Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. We had him before the Gemara as well. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. And Rabbi Kiva was referred to as Karcha because Ben Azai referred to Rabbi Kiva as the Baldy. He said, nobody's smarter than me except this Baldy. So they called Rabbi Shua the son of the Baldy. Taisus finds it horrifying that they called Rabbi Kiva the Nasi B'Yisrael. They would call him a Baldy. And therefore he says, not that. Anyway, it's not Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shakiva told Rabbi Shua his son, Bini our son, Al Toshay Begoiva Shalit. Do not sit in the main part of the city. You'll have all these travelers coming through asking you questions. When can you sit and learn? V'tishan and then learn. Al Toshay Be'ir Shalit. Do not live in the city where the people in charge are Tamir Chachamim, because some of them are such batlonim and so removed from Olam Hazad, they don't understand the needs of people who are not in the same level as they are, and they have gashmizik needs, and these people think, oi, gefarlich, you can't. You don't want such leaders. You want people who actually have the feet on the ground. Al tochon the basic pizza, never walk into your house suddenly. Choshkele basic the house of your friend. Out because you know you, they might be doing something private and you are going to interfere. Al timona menalim raglecha. You should make sure that you have shoes on your feet because for safety and so on. Rashbam says he's talking about tamid lecham here. I don't know why he says tamid lecham was the cheder for everybody. We learned the bracha shasta called tzarki. We learned you should sell everything you have in Mor Shabbos. So everything you have, you should have yourself a pair of shoes. So I'm not sure why Rashbam says it's tamid lecham. Hash game, you should get up in the morning and eat breakfast. It's in the summer because of the heat, of the in the winter, it's in the cold. Don't come on to people. You should try to do business with somebody who's very successful because whatever he touches will have the Midas touch, so therefore you should join him. Omar Papa said, who is himself a rich man? It doesn't mean buy for him or sell to him. That's nothing. It means try to become a partner with this guy who's very successful. That Hashem blessed Eiv all the activities of his hand. If anybody just takes a coin from me, forget about becoming a partner, Mizbarech will be blessed. To buy and sell to him is also good. Five things that Bekiva passed down to Abishim ben Yochai while he was incarcerated. What happened was Abishim was in jail because he was teaching Torah, propagating Torah around, and he knew it was a question of life and death, but he gave them the famous moshul about the fish, telling the fox, "You want me to leave the water? It's my habitat, and of course I'm going to die." So he was Moisa Nefesh, and eventually he was killed with Lungimar Brachas towards the end. Omele Rebbe Lamdeni Torah. Shimon Chai went to visit Rabbi Kiva while he was in prison. He said, "Rebbe, teach me a little Torah." Omele Lamed Chai, Rabbi Kiva said, "No, I don't want to. I have a right to endanger myself. I don't want to endanger you." Omele Yimeinat Melamdeni Ani Omele Yoichi Abba. I'm going to tell Yochai, my father, Umoisar Cholamalchus will inform on you. Very difficult to understand, as I'll explain in a minute. What do you mean informing him? Abba Kiva is already sitting in jail because he was teaching Torah. What else is going to happen? And they're going to kill him. So what does it mean? And he's going to inform the government? What is he, a Masr? Chas v'shalom. What does it even mean? By the way, from here, the Poskim can learn out that you're allowed to call your father by his name if you say afterwards the title father. Because it says, Yochai, my father. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is allowed to call his father Yochai if he says right away, father. Omle b'ni, so Rabbi Kiva said, you don't think I want to teach a Torah? Yoisim emasha egel reitzulinik paretel honey. More than the calf wants to be nursed, the cow wants to nurse back. Omle, he said to him, umi b'sakana, so Rabbi Shimon said to him, who do you think is sakana? Me or you? Vale egel sakana. You're already in jail, you're going to die. I'm putting myself in danger. I want to learn. Omle, he told him, okay, I'll teach you some things. Now, what's actually going on here? I once heard a beautiful pshat. Pshat is as follows. Rabbi Akiva was, when the Talmidim saw him dying and they saw him smiling, they asked him, what's going on with him? And he said, my whole life, I said, Mosa Yegim, you know, when is it going to happen that I'm going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah b'chol nafsh chom yodecha b'mesiras nefesh? And now that finally it happens, I shouldn't be happy? So Rav Shimon Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva, if you refuse to teach me, that means now you're scared of the law, that means you did tshuva, you did penitence, you reformed. I'm going to get my father, who is very close to the government, to tell the government that you no longer are teaching Torah Barabim, so they'll release you. And Rabbi Akiva said, well, you can't do that, because I, Dafke, want people to know that I did not change my mind, and I'm ready to be Moisa Nefesh. But I cannot teach you because I have no right to endanger your life. I can endanger my life. I can be Moisa Nefesh on my cheshbon, not on your cheshbon. But Rabbi Shimon Yochai said anyway that he's interested. So he said, I'll teach you five things. Number one, im bekashta lechanik, if you want to hang yourself or suspend yourself, that's all, because he's talking about dying anyway. Hitler be'ilan gadol. What you should do is you should attach yourself to a big tree. Big machlek is Rashi and Rashbam, what's pshat? According to Rashbam is, if you want people to listen to your psakim, go find yourself a very good rav who's very knowledgeable and learn from him and then just pass on those laws. But the Rashi says no. Rashi says, if you think that the halacha is so-and-so, but you know people won't listen to you, you can make up, concoct a story that the Moshe said so-and-so, and people will listen to you. And that's the halacha, Mogen Avraham, Sinu Kufn and Vav, a lot of make-up stories, and say that this great tzaddik or rav said so-and-so, he never said it, because you're convinced that's the halacha, and that's the only way people will listen. Everyone asks, but how can that be when it says another Gemara with Hamibam, is that if you say something over somebody's name, he never said it, it's a terrible thing? So the answer depends. If you are convinced 100% with proof from the Gemara or Shulchan Aruch that you are right, just people don't listen to you. So then you have a right to say in the name of some great rabbi. But if you're not 100% sure, then you have no right to say it. So think about it further. When you teach your son, make sure you teach him in a book that there are no errors. Ma'i, what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Tevi Rav Mashashi Bechad, talking about a young kid. Interesting expression, Bechad usually means a new sefer. And here we're saying it means a young kid, as Rashi Rambam learned. She, and the Gemara said the famous word, she bashta, a mistake, a grais, kivan the ol. If you, the most important teachers in a person's life is not when they were old. The most important teachers are in grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, when you learn the alabes, you learn how to read and how to write. Because once you chazar agrais, once you learn something by mistake, it's very difficult to ever change. The Gemara told the story about Yoya. They only killed the males of Amalek. And asked him, why do you kill all the males? He said, I learned in yeshiva when I was a kid. That you have to erase Zohar Amalek, all the males of Amalek. Not Zecher or Zecher, so, but all the males. So he was taught something wrong as a little kid, and even though he was Yoyev, and the Gemara says he's a very big tzaddik, the mistake is a mistake. And Teju already said there's two kinds of mistakes. A mistake, if the mistake in a sefer printed, those are the worst kind, because you saw it in the sefer, you trust that it's how it is, it's ingrained in your head, and visually as well. But if you hear a svar from a teacher, even if it's wrong, when you grow up and you look back, you'll understand yourself that it's wrong. But a mistake that you see in a sefer stays with you forever. Very important. Next thing is, you should not cook in the same pot that your friend cooked. What does that mean, Mahi? What are you talking about? We're talking about a grusha b'chai baila. Don't marry a divorcee while her husband is still alive. When a person who's divorced marries a divorcee, there are four people hanging around the bedroom because they compare constantly to the previous ex. V-boy saying, all you want to say, I feel our money, even a widow and the husband no longer alive. Everybody behaves the same way in marital relations, and therefore she starts thinking about the other person comparing. Mitzvah, the goof gadol, if you want to do a mitzvah, but at the same time reap benefits, oichel peidus, and v'loyischav. What you do is, you lend money, because the greatest form of tzedakah is lending money, but this guy doesn't really have good security. So what they did was, we learned about Mitzin, Eiz and Neshech, there's a concept called Mashkanta the Surah. In Surah, what they did was, okay, you can't, I don't know if you'll pay me back or not. I'm going to lend you $1,000. I'm going to take your property from you for 10 years. And every year, I'm going to keep the produce. And every year, we reduce your loan by 10%. If you want to pay me back earlier, after 5 years, we reduce it by half. We reduce it to 10, and the end of 10 years, I give you back your property and you owe me nothing. Now, why are you allowed to do that? Why is that interest? Because there's no guarantees it'll be a produce every year. Could be 1 year there'll be a drought, it won't be a produce, so it's a risky thing. So it's not any more guaranteed, so it's not considered, what do you call it, an interest, a ribbis. On the other hand, it's beneficial because if you put your effort in and you make a good year, you'll make a lot more money back than what you lent. So it's not ribbis, and you did a very mitzvah, you lent money to a guy to help the guy start up in business, but at the same time, you're making, you're benefiting as well. Next one is, what about mitzvah the guf tar, you want to do a mitzvah and you want to keep your body pure. Naisa isha, even let's say your wife passed away, but it is, you should marry a woman and v'loy bonim. You should marry a woman and v'loy bonim. Either you'll have kids from her, or if you had kids from before, you should not remain alone. You should always be married. Otherwise, you might have lewd thoughts and so on. About one, four things that Rabbein HaKadosh told his kids. Atad b'shanziv, do not live in the city of Shanziv, because they are all skeptics and they're all cynics. And they are going to, and they mockers, and they are going to schlep, draw you in into their circle. You have to be very choosy with the kind of neighborhood and community you want to join. Do not sit down on this Aramaic bed. Some say, don't go to sleep like a goy without saying Shema again. Not by marriage, but later when you go to sleep. Others say, do not marry a giyoris. And the Rashbam explains an Aramaic giyoris because they have basically a lot of family. And if you say any disparaging comment about the Arameans, how they treat the Yidden, she might take it personally because it's a cousin, it's a brother, you know, and so on. Even though halachically not related anymore, you're asking for trouble. Very sensitive. Vikadamri Armoy is mamish. It means literally on the bed of a woman from Armoy. Why? Mishamai said that a papa, the story of a papa, which briefly, the story in Brachas, the Gemara quotes, is different than the story of Rashi Rambam learned here. But basically, a papa lent money to this woman. Came time to collect. She killed her son, her baby son, the young son, toddler, put them under the mattress, and she said to her papa, oh, I'll get you money, sit down on the bed. He sat down on the bed, she came and brought the police, they wanted to arrest him for murder. He had to flee the country. Do not avoid paying taxes, they'll find you, they'll take from you, call these, everything you have. Paying taxes is, you have to pay, what are you threatening me for? You have to do because it's the right thing to do. So in halacha, there are two kinds of taxes. Taxes that have a fixed amount that everybody has to pay the same thing, of course you have to pay. But taxes that the government can come up with each person and decide at random, arbitrarily, what they should pay, there's no dinamachus or dinner there. Says the Gemara further, while Tama b'fnei Hashor, do not stand before a cow b'shor sha'olim in agam when he gets out of the water, because in a good mood, and when he's in a good mood, he could be wild. B'fnei Shasot merakeh b'kana, the Satan is merakeh dancing between his horns. Amar b'shor b'shor shoch, we're talking about a dark shor, v'yim nissen, the days of nissen. Tana b'yim shem, achikim b'shor tam, you should distance yourself even an ordinary shor. Chamish ma'am, 50 cubits, b'shor mu, from a wild one, k'mele einav, as far as the eye can see. Tana, in fact, we learned, and Gemara is exaggerating the point, but mashmei de la meir, reish tura b'dikula, if the head of the cow is inside a basket, sakli yiga, jump to the roof, v'shadi dagin tura, and throw the ladder away. Amar Rav says, niza de tura, if you want to get rid, you want to shoo away a cow, this one pshatim halam pshat, but this is one of them. Hein, you say hein. Nizo da, you want to get rid of a lion, you say zeze. Nizo de gamba, get rid of a camel, is dodo. Nizo da arba, get rid of, nizo da arba, if you want to get rid of, you want the people around the ship to tie the ropes down and get involved, you cannot say like the other one, just repeat the same word twice, you have to use different words. Hilone, hey, hila, hiluk, hulya. That's how you call it. Amar Abaye Zalabaya. Oi, hi. Dog, fish, kreis ham in hot water, ubeyim and eggs, vikinim, and lice of levonim that are white, kul and kosher dobrach, they all are, can cause you to have leprosy. Oi, what's wrong with hide? Mandagonia muskul tzol, if you go to sleep on hide that hasn't been yet tanned and worked through. Dog, fish, shibuta, what about this fish, shibuta, and yemenis, the month of this is very bad for you, harmful. Kais, what do we say? Kais, shiuda, kosher the house of that fried fish, if you eat the leftovers of that, it's bad for you. Chamin, if you take a shower, a hot shower, but you like a really hot shower, scalding hot shower, that's very bad for your skin. And mishadele, throw on him. Beim, eggs, mandamadrich, aklifin, to walk over shells of an egg. And that's Rebbe Shalom, by the way, paskins, you're not allowed to walk over shells of an egg. And kinim, levonim, white lice, and that altar brings down Shalom as well. Man de mechave levusha, you wash your clothes, v'loy not to lay tam the yom, and you didn't wait 8 days. Either 8 days from when you took it off, or 8 days when you washed it. V'hadolov, you put it back on. Berian hanakinim, you strengthen these lice, v'koshen dover achan, these lice now can cause you leprosy. Amar papa. Basically, if you should have a house that has cat, loy neighbor, in his belimisan, you should never walk there without shoes, my time of wine, mishum de shan, shundi de kotel lechivya, because the cat will kill the snakes, the ochle and will eat them, the izba bechivya garmektin, and these snakes have tiny little bones, the yosil lo garma de chivya akare, and if one of these bones enter your foot, loy nothing, it's very difficult to take out, the istakin, and you're endangering your life. You can always say, nafpufakat. Base a house, the lesbo shundi, if a house that has no cats, there's nothing to kill the snakes, loy neighbor, in shemakar, don't walk in the dark. My time, but why? Dima michle bechavia. Maybe wrap around you a snake. Will layodi when you realize it. Umistakin will endanger your life. Gimel dvorin zir b'shmol roi says Rebbe. Three things that b'shmol suggested to Rebbe. Al tas mu ba'atzmoch. Do not in any way harm yourself. Mai, what do you mean? Leitevelach dina. Don't make yourself vulnerable. Don't have an argument. Behadit closer with three defendants. Because what's going to happen? They're going to get back at you. And the chad havet bal dina. One of them will become a plaintiff. Make up a story. You owe him $1,000. V'trei sadin. The other two who hate you now will become his witnesses. And they're prepared to testify falsely. Do not stand and appear as if you pretend, as if you want to buy a merchandise when you have absolutely no money with you. And in the meantime, what's happening is other people, potential buyers, they see you there, they walk away, and then he just lost the sale. If your wife went to the mikveh, because she's a nidah, al tizokul alayrish, and did not have any relations with her the first night. In those days, if you remember, the nidah and the zov were two separate times. So the nidah was, you could see, she a nidah for 7 days, she can menstruate the entire 7 days, and a minute before night she stops. That night she's tired, goes to the mikveh, and she can have relations with her husband. But because it didn't really stop, it could continue flowing again. It was dangerous. So do not have relations that night. It was only later in time that Abzeda, remember Abzeda said, it was Abzeda, so a number of years later, that B'nai Yisrael Lichmiru Alatz, when they decided that even with just a nidah, they're going to have 7 days in the Kiyam, 7 clean days that they don't have any relationship. So therefore, you can feel safe that when you come back to Mikveh, she won't be seeing any dam. Because she started to flow, maybe it's continued to flow. So I learned 3 things. Three things. Rabbi Yehi told Rabbi, "I'll take you chidib alayu. Do not walk alone at night. Not that it brings down shalom as well. I'll tamab b'nei neiron. Do not stand before a candle naked, because we'll see it causes you harm. I'll tichonas l'merches chadash. Do not enter a bathhouse which is brand new. If you remember, we had these big hot bowls underneath the floor, and don't walk in such a bathhouse, and the cold water is on top, and the hot water on the bottom, used to heat it up. Shema tifches, because maybe the floorboards my cave in. At Kama, what's considered a new bathhouse? Om Shemlevi, Ad Yud Beis Chedesh, 12 months. Al Tam V'Neir Odom, why shouldn't you stand before a candle naked? The time you learned, Ha'om V'Neir Odom, you stand before a candle naked, have a nichva, you become an epileptic. And if you have relations in front of a candlelight, your children, chas v'shalom, will become epileptic. If somebody has relations on a bed, a toddler is lying there, that child will become an epileptic. Only if it's less than a year old. A year old, less than what, doesn't matter anymore. Slept on the foot of the bed. Slept on the head of the bed, less than what, doesn't matter. That said, place your hand and give, feel, make the kid feel secure. Place your hand on this toddler, made the kid feel secure, less than what, doesn't matter. I'll take the yichidim alive, don't go alone at night. The time we learn, yes, yichidim alive, don't go alone at night. It's not Tuesday nights. Not Friday nights. It says in the Mefarshim that this is Machlas Bas Yishmol who married Esav, and they produced all of these shadim demons. And from her dafka, we learn now that a kala gets married with Meichel and the chasim with Meichel, all their averis, because her name was Machlas. And look at the trouble that she caused. He Ushmoina Esediba Shemalach Chabla, she and 180,000 Malachi Chabala, Yoitzin, they go out, every one of them has the right to harm. Mikar in the beginning, Havish Chichi Kula Yoima. In the beginning, they were common every day. Zim the Chod, one day, Pogo Barab Chini Medoisa, they met the Chini Medoisa. Omre Lei, she said to Chini Medoisa, this Machlas, Igras, he loved the Machriz and Lech Berkir, had not been for the fact that they announced in heaven, he's Zoru Bechanino Terosei. Be careful, Chanino, he's a very generous person, he's a Gremel Chesed. Plus, his Toyda, Sekantik, I would have caused you harm. Omele, he said to her, Bazei, he Chashim the Berkir, if I'm considered a very Chashim in Shemaim, Goizani Lech, I decree, Shalai Tavoidi Be Yishalem, I don't want to come to urban areas, get away. Omrele, she said that she begged, she pleaded, but Matusma, do me a favor, Shavakli Ravachapur, to leave me some space. I have a job to do. Shavagla Leila Shabbosav Levit, he allowed her Tuesday nights and Friday nights to roam the streets. Suchar Zimin, a number of years later, Poga Bey Babaya met Abaya. Omrele, she said the same thing, Elav de Machar Berkia, he Zoru Berachmein, he wouldn't tell me that I should be careful with Rachmeini, Abaya's name was Rachmeini. He was called Abaya because one pshad is Abaya was Ovi Rabba. Took him in and raised him, and Rabbi's father's name is Nachmeni, so he couldn't call Abaye Nachmeni, so he called him Abaye, which is like a hint, Ovi, my father. Others say it's a pasuk, but Uva Teirosa have his account, you'll be in danger. Omele, he said, I decree, I don't want you to go through in any urban areas. We see clearly they do. I'm going to say, Hani Gizi Asani. These are like side roads, and these are not frequent. And what happened was, the Shamti Susia, the horses ran away, and they came to get it back. You're not allowed to go alone at night, and he makes no difference Tuesday night or Friday night or any night of the week. And he says clearly only that after Rav Chanim and Dois, only Tuesday nights or Friday nights. So Al Tereb in the Kuntas Achim says a very interesting thing. Al Tereb in the Kuntas Achim, he says, Abaya made it worse. How did Abaya make it worse? Because under Chanim and Dois, it was only Tuesday nights and Friday nights, because they needed space. Abaya said, I ban you from any night. So what happened? So now they come all nights. So he says that Abaya undid what Chanim does because he didn't give them any space. If you want everything sometimes, you get nothing. He should have left them a little bit of space. And therefore, Al Tereb says that all of these things that we say, limit Tuesday night and Friday night, doesn't exist. It's all nights, like the Ramos. That's how the Ramos learns. Anyway, continue. Very interesting, Al Tereb Kutzachim. Changes the whole Gemara around. Omele Rabba Rabasi, Rabasi Rabasi, Latodim Rabasi, not live in the city, Latodim Rabasi, not live in the city where the horses do not neigh, the Loi Gova Bokalbo, the horses do not bark, the dog do not bark. Because when the horses neigh, then the Ganovim are scared because they know you can jump on a horse and chase after them and retrieve your goods. And the dogs as well. As soon as they hear noises, they start barking, so it keeps the Ganovim away. Valtodibi do not live in a city, the Reish Mosa Asir, not live in a city where the head of the city is a doctor. Again, they're so busy in their profession, they have no time for the city. Rabbein Tam, another Masechta learns that the word is Asi. Do not learn in a city where someone like Rav Asi is the head, because he's so mufshit from Olam Hazeh, he doesn't understand the ordinary people, their needs, and you know their priorities. Latantiv Tati, never marry two women. E Nosbatat, you want to marry two women? Nosbatat, marry three. Because if it's three, always one of them is trying to curry a favor and she'll keep the other two in check because they know that they can't trust her. Nobody can trust anybody. They don't know who's the one who's informing on them. Bekitzer, we have is a Chassam Sofer was once sitting by the Seder and one of his kids stole the Mafikayman. We had before the Rambam's view, Chayfim Matzah, Mistin Mafikayman. And a big rabbi was there and he pulled the Matzah away. Ganif! What kind of chinuch is this training kids that you steal and you get rewarded? So Sam Slaver says, no, there's a very good reason why we still those who still love a kaiman, still love a kaiman. Because it says one of the miracles that happened was that none of the dogs barked. The Gemara here says you should not live in a city where the dogs don't bark, because the Ganovim have a field day. So that night the Ganovim had a field day, the dogs weren't barking. So while the B'chayim were dying, the people were there, you know, ransacking everybody else's home because they were so, you know, preoccupied with the B'chayim. So therefore, how do we show that ness? By stealing the Afakayman by the Seder, we are showing that the ness was the dogs in the bark, so the Ganovim had a good time. That's what he says. We'll stop it tomorrow, Mitzvah, at 8:15.